I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang
out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Thursday, but a special, special Thursday. Normally, Thursday is just kind of a
Thursday,
inching closer to the weekend sort of deal. But it's different today because the president is coming to Nevada. And you know what? I'm looking here in studio, and we've got a small American flag. That is here in studio. And I was just looking at it, and I got really a great feeling because the Commander-in-Chief, the President of the United States, about 6:35 tonight, Pacific time, will be touching down at McCarran. And I must tell you, and the great thing is he's going to stay here overnight. He's going to stay here overnight, have a fundraiser for Dean Heller and Danny Tarkanian tomorrow morning. So he's going to be here for a while, which is really kind of cool. But tonight at the Las Vegas Convention Center, if you haven't already gone to my website, go to my website. You'll be able to get tickets as long as they last to tonight's event, and they're free. But this is going to be a fun event. I am told doors open at 3:30 for the 7 o'clock program. And the president, I'm guessing, will not speak till probably 7:30 or closer to 8 o'clock. Don't know, but that's, you know, the way these things normally run. They have a number of speakers. I know Wayne Allen Root's going to speak, my buddy. We'll find out what he's going to tell the people tonight. And what it's like to get up in front of 9, 10, 15,000, whatever it is. What it's like speaking to the masses. That'll be tonight, Las Vegas Convention Center down in Paradise, and very excited about that. Really gonna be a lot of fun. Now, the president was busy yesterday, and we're still waiting on definitive word as to whether this woman, Christine Blasey Ford, is going to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee tomorrow. We don't know yet. The word is from her attorney that she wants to have the outcome of the FBI investigation. I don't know that there is an FBI investigation. They already did. How many background checks? FBI has done 6 background checks, I believe, on Brett Kavanaugh. And now all of a sudden they want to do a one final sweep, so to speak. But this was the president. This is cut 3. And talking about the prospects for a Monday Brett Kavanaugh hearing. Here it is.
Well, I would let the senators take their course. Let the senators do it. They're doing a very good job. They've given tremendous amounts of time. They've already postponed a major hearing. And really, they're hurting somebody's life very badly. And it's very unfair, I think, to, as you know, Justice Kavanaugh has been treated very, very tough. And his family, I think it's a very unfair thing, what's going on. So we'll see. But I do think this. They've given it a lot of time. They will continue to give it a lot of time. And really, it's up to the Senate. And I really rely on them. I think they're going to do a good job. I'd really want to see her. I really would want to see what she has to say. But I want to give it all the time they need. They've already given it time. They've delayed a major hearing. There's no more just about. Look, when I first decided to run, everybody said the single most important thing you do is a Supreme Court justice. Okay, we've all heard that many times about a president. I would say this. I think he's an extraordinary man. I think he's a man of great intellect, as I've been telling you, and he has an unblemished record. This is a very tough thing for him and his family. And we want to get it over with. At the same time, we want to give tremendous amounts of time. If she shows up, that would be wonderful. If she doesn't show up, that would be unfortunate.
That's the president yesterday at the White House, getting ready to head off to the Carolinas, I guess it was. What is amazing to me, and it's kind of... It's been out there, I guess, for about 24 hours that the Democrats seem to be circling the wagons. They're doing the typical Democrat talking points against a Republican nominee. He's anti-woman, he's anti-black, he's anti-this. But I want you to listen to this montage of Dems. This is cut 4. Cut 4. Dems essentially rushing to judgment on these Kavanaugh allegations. We have not heard from the woman. We haven't heard from any corroborating witnesses. We haven't heard squat other than the letter that we had read to you. Anna Cabrera read it on Monday. Other than that, we have nothing on what this is all about. And we have a witness who doesn't want to testify on Monday without some sort of FBI investigation, which I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. It's time to vote. But I want you to listen to how Democrats, I guess the presumption of innocence doesn't apply when it comes to a Republican nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, it's definitely attempted rape. I don't see it any other way.
I think it's appalling. And I'm totally disappointed that all these people who have come forward to say, oh, we should hear from her. And now that she's expecting a modicum of fairness so she's not re-victimized are now saying, well, if she doesn't want to testify, we should just go ahead. That is additional callousness from my colleagues that I am totally appalled by.
When I see with what the Senate Republicans are doing today, you know, yesterday they seemed a little tentative and nervous. And today, in insisting and even in a bullying manner that Dr. Ford proceed with the hearing on Monday, I think they're trying to scare her.
Well, I think what the Republicans doing is outrageous. They are creating a false choice. They are trying to bully her into testifying on Monday before a full FBI background check is completed.
I think that she is the one who is taking tremendous, tremendous risk in coming forward. And I think she's saying, let me just have a fair shot at this. Don't put me in front of a bunch of men on the Judiciary mm-hmm. Committee who have already predetermined what the outcome should be.
This is what we are learning. Claire McCaskill of Missouri has announced that she is voting no. She has a very tough, in fact, she may lose her seat in Missouri. But she has announced that she is going to oppose the Kavanaugh nomination. We still don't know what Joe Manchin and Heidi Heitkamp and others are going to do. But that this one vote in Missouri is going to be a no vote for Kavanaugh. And she is really the first, I guess, of a group of Democrats to formally announce what they're going to do. McCaskill said, while the alleged incident is, quote, troubling, unquote, her decision to oppose him is based on his positions on the, quote, avalanche of dark, anonymous money that's crushing our democracy. It is his allegiance to the position that unlimited donations and dark, anonymous money from even foreign interests should be allowed to swamp the voices of individuals that have been the determining factor in my decision to vote no on his nomination. So it's not about Christine Blasey Ford. It is Citizens United, I guess, and all these other things. I need to take a break. When we come back, we'll go to your phone calls. I'd love to hear from you. Is Chuck Grassley and the Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee, are they being fair to this woman? And again, the Democrats say, call her by her name, call her by her name. Okay, Christine Blasey Ford. And do you notice how the Democrats always call her doctor or professor? Because it gives it, you know, she's not just trailer trash. She's a professor. She's a doctor. She has a doctorate. Did you know that? Well, the Democrats want you to know that, as if somehow that's going to elevate her status. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of Real Water. You know, with Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real Water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. Yeah, did you know that? Terrible Herbs locations all across the state, $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Do what I do. Check out realwaterhomedelivery.com. In fact, today is delivery day for me, so this afternoon, they'll bring it right to my front door. And I'll save a ton of dough in the process. Do yourself a favor. Don't just go to the store. Let the store come to you. That's what I always like. Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. Okay, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to get to your phone calls. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Do you think the Senate Judiciary Committee is being fair to Christine Blasey Ford? Do you honestly believe, you know, this whole notion, and again, everybody defines fairness their own way. Do you think the Senate Judiciary Committee is being fair to Christine Blasey Ford? 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special, 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out reducemyac.com. My friends at reducemyac.com sell the new Fridgewater smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from Fridgewise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. Reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. It is the day the president's coming to town. It's so exciting. And I know those of you that line up along Sunset, and you want to watch Air Force One landing, there's something really majestic about Air Force One when that 747 rolls in and touches down. And I must tell you, the only time that's happened for me, you just get a feeling of patriotism, that this is our commander-in-chief and he's in our town. Now, of course, the Planned Parenthood people and the, Progress Nevada and all these different left-wing groups, they're going to be out in force over the next 24 hours. And again, the president's going to be here till tomorrow because he's going to be doing a fundraiser for Danny Tarkanian and for Dean Heller tomorrow. And I think that is great. Let's begin with Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Thanks. Before I go off on a misogynistic rant, I want to make 2 points on her favor. One, Mark Judge refuses to testify. That's very suspicious. Second is the clip I heard on another conservative station where he said, and very proudly, what goes on at Georgetown Prep stays there. I'd like to know exactly what he meant by that. But that's on that side of the ledger. On the other side, she's had 36 years. She's had, what, 6 or 16 years since the psychologist, the therapist, allegedly reawoke these memories. This could have been released in July. The thing is, we're run by hysterical, irrational women. I've said this before. You had the thing with Serena, who went hysterical, and Christine Brennan, USA Today, said this is bias against women. Her picture, I want to just get the Serena thing in. Her picture was on the front page of USA Today and on the sports page. Nothing about the female Japanese who beat her, who was not supposed to beat her. And so it's all bias. You know, this, it's bad enough we're run by a matriarchy of baby killers. That's their holy grail. Men let them do this. And this is just pure hysteria, irrationality. Look, you know how difficult it is to reason with a woman. I mean, I hate to say this, but it's true. They go from this to that to this to that. And they're stampeding them, and it's absolutely terrible.
Hey, Mike, are you married by chance?
Take a guess, Kev.
Probably not.
But the point
no,
is...
No, all I'm saying is, I tell you what... The next time you come on the show and you start talking like this, I want you to test market it with a girlfriend, a close female friend, and I want you to test market with them before you bring it to us, because some of the stuff you just said
is untrue.
Well, I'm just saying.
Forget my personal life. That has nothing to do with the data. I have very few friends of any gender. I mean, maybe one and a half. Forget my personal life. Let's not go ad hominem. Let's not go ad hominem here. And let's look at the data. They wear vagina hats. They scream with that note they always hit. They screamed at the hearing. They scream everything. This is their nature. And they're the hearth and home of a society. They bear live young. They produce milk. We've all come out of a woman's womb, out of her uterus. To expect them to be rocket scientists and to be rational and to grant this guy fairness is too much.
I love that. Thanks, Mike. Mike, you're digging the hole deeper. I was trying. This is, this is like so many times when you try and give somebody a way to dig themselves out and they keep digging deeper. Try that on your daughter. Try that sort of rhetoric on your best female friend, if you have one. Try it on anybody that's a female, and just see how what you just said will play. It will not play well. Now you may agree with Mike from Reno. You may agree with him, but I think a lot of my female friends will end up. Have smoke coming out of their ears. Yeah. That was pretty strong stuff. Coming up. What we are finding around the country, and this is happening everywhere, the cost of your health insurance premiums, because remember, we are just a month or so away from open enrollment with Obamacare. Yeah, did you know that? Yeah. Now that we've moved past Labor Day, now we start looking towards open enrollment with Obamacare. Whenever we start talking about health care, I always bring on our go-to guy, Dale Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. We'll talk with him, and we'll get back to this as well. Wayne Allen Root just after 10 o'clock, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. You know, I looked a couple of weeks ago at the calendar, and whenever we get past Labor Day, I always think to myself, oh, my God, we're headed towards fall. That means towards open enrollment for Obamacare, and I keep thinking of the frustration of people who are learning about the increases nationwide on healthcare premiums, deductibles. I mean, the cost of healthcare is not being bent down. It's actually going up. And whenever we talk healthcare, I always want to bring on people that know what they're talking about, whether it be Pat Casal from the MultiCare Group or our next guest, who is Dale Bellis from Liberty HealthShare. And he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Am I right on this, that premiums across the country, I see article after article after article that they're going up. Are they going up again this year?
The cost curve is up, Kevin, and my observation is it's due to a fundamental flaw in our entire healthcare system. And I refer to it as our third-party pay system. That means I send my money away to a third party, whether it's an insurance company, an employer provides it, the government pays for my health care. It's no longer my money, but this third party, and it's coming out of their pocket and not mine. And so my mentality is, just take care of me. I deserve this. I'm entitled to it. And I'm not a partner in controlling those costs. I have no financial incentive to do so. That's a serious flaw. We've solved that with healthcare sharing because it comes from our pockets and the pockets of our fellow members. But that's a serious system flaw that we've got to change in America.
And so Dale, even when you hear politicians out on the stump, and you're going to be hearing a lot from them in the next month or so, in the next 46 days, that even when you hear them talk about single payer, what they really mean is third party. Am I right?
In fact, single payer is doubling down on the third party. It's making government the center of both controlling health care and paying for health care. So if we're unhappy, or we certainly think the system is not serving our purposes well in its current form, how much worse could it be than it be total government control and payment? There's multiple reasons why that could very well be disastrous.
Again, joining us, Dale Bellis, Executive Director, Liberty HealthShare, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. One of the things that I know you and I have talked about over the years, and that is how when you think about entities like Liberty HealthShare, that you really have to change the mindset. You have to change how you think about providing health care for you and your family. Can you talk a little bit about the differences when you talk about whether it be single payer, whether it be Obamacare, whatever it is, and what you do in medical cost sharing at Liberty HealthShare?
The first fundamental mindset change is that it's our health that's at stake. That is, I have the right, granted to me by God, not by government, to manage, direct, and control the care of my health. And when it becomes a decision in the hand of the individual customer, as is the case in almost every other aspect of our economy, then truly, not only do cost curves change, but the entire focus of healthcare changes because it's the patient making those choices and decisions. That's number one. And I like to say, frankly, almost everything we've ever learned of significance we learned in kindergarten, Kevin. We learned to share in kindergarten. It's a principle that we're not here on earth by ourselves. And that sharing mentality means I'm engaged with and involved with and connected to a community meeting those costs together.
I want to ask you because we touched on it at the very top, and that is this notion that we were promised with Obamacare we were going to bend the cost curve down of healthcare. And what we have found, even to this day, is that the cost curve has gone up. With Liberty HealthShare, you keep track of how much you spend as an organization on healthcare, how much your consumers spend on healthcare. Are you bending the cost curve down?
Well, our members tell us it's about 50% less than what they would spend in the secular or conventional healthcare system. We ask our singles, and it's broken down, single couple family, singles to set aside $299, couples $399, families $529. We don't count more than three, so mom, dad, and all couples. That goes into our online account that then through our proprietary software is matched to another person that our money goes to. And we see our dollars flow to that other person. We message each other with cheer, with encouragement, with prayer. And we're using that kind of methodology and sharing $30 million of medical bills every month.
$30 million a month?
$30 million a month. Wow. In health sharing, member to member, person to person.
Tell me how it works, though, because a lot of people, they hear this and they say, hey, this sounds really good, but I don't really know how to get started. I don't know how to undo my Obamacare policy and become a part of Liberty HealthShare. Can you go through the how you disconnect from one and connect to the other?
Well, gratefully, we're not subject to the open enrollment period. We're exempt from the ACA. And so folks can join us any month in the course of the year. Just simply submit the application within 72, 96 hours. Someone would be back in touch with them to walk them through the intake. And it's just simply dropping out of the third-party health insurance system and instead switching in any month, just simply beginning with Liberty HealthShare in our community of mutual aid, mutual support, paying each other's bills.
Now, again, you're dealing with the government when you're dealing with Obamacare. Do you have to fill out 9,000 forms in triplicate in order to extricate yourself from Obamacare before you can join Liberty HealthShare?
No, you really don't. You just simply need to terminate your premiums to that third-party payer and instead start contributing your share amount that month to Liberty HealthShare members.
Now, what everybody always asks me, and it's maybe it's the number one question I get, how much does it cost? Talk about how much money, because I think it's amazing the money that you save consumers with Liberty HealthShare, but talk a little bit about what the what we used to call premiums, would be in this particular case?
Well, I'll talk about a family first. A family sets aside $529 for mom, dad, and all kids. That's the share amount that goes into the online account or share box. $24 of that drops off. You see it transparently in your account. For administration, that's how we pay our bill, and the balance of which is then matched to another member who has bills. Now, each member has an annual personal responsibility that they are responsible for. We call it an annual unshared amount. So in addition to the monthly share, they have an annual unshared. For a family, it's $2,250. So any medical bills, doctor visits, etc., goes into that bucket. They fill that up first, and then we begin sharing 100% of eligible expenses up to $1 million for every incident. Have a heart attack. All the doctor visits, hospital stays, surgeries, medications for that condition up to $1 million.
Again, Dale Bell is joining us, Executive Director, Liberty HealthShare. How does it work, though? So somebody goes through the process. In 72 hours, they hear back from somebody. They get processed. They're approved. They become members of Liberty HealthShare, and then they get sick. Then maybe, God forbid, they have to go to the hospital. What happens then?
Out of convenience, we give our members an ID card. They step up to the counter and say, look, I'm a self-pay patient. I'm responsible for my care, for my costs, but I'm going to pay these bills in association with my healthcare sharing members. So send the bill to the address there on the card. We receive the bill on behalf of the member, process it in our electronic system, and it shows up in that online portal, that member account, our share box. So the member sees exactly what the hospital billed and can review that expense. Maybe they were in the hospital 3 days, they got billed for four. That's displayed for them in their share box. They're a cost containment partner with all of us. They can dispute that bill, and then we pay that bill, share it among the members based upon a formula that says, what's a fair, what's a reasonable payment for this particular medical service? And we send that check to the doctors or the hospitals, and they gladly receive it because it's fair, it's reasonable, it's prompt, and it eliminates an immense amount of administrative overhead.
Dale, I want you to speak directly for just a minute at families who they can't take any more Obamacare premium increases. They're done, and they say to me, "Hey, I'm done with it. I'm getting out of Obamacare. I'm just going to go it alone." And then somebody in their family gets sick. I want you to speak directly of the people that are fed up with Obamacare, but who need an alternative. People that might right now say, well, there really is no alternative. I'll just go without. You know?
Well, it's time for us as Americans and individual consumers to rise up and exercise our own health care freedom. We can do it, frankly, today, and exercise and engage in our individual healthcare reform. And that's what our 100,000 households have done. We've dropped out of the traditional and regular health insurance system and instead joined this like-minded voluntary community where we're paying each other's medical bills. And our members tell us they wouldn't do it any other way, frankly, Kevin. They know where their dollars are going every month. It's investing in the life of another person, and it's about 50% less than what they ordinarily would spend. And for that reason, it is a growing movement across America.
The best health insurance plan is only as good as your ability to get into a doctor. Tell me what doctors think of Liberty HealthShare.
Well, our physicians participate in hospitals and other providers. 97% of all providers participate with healthcare sharing. The other 3%, we just simply fee negotiate and resolve it on behalf of the member. But they receive that because for two reasons. One, it's fair and reasonable. There's no place, unfortunately, to go in America, Kevin, as a marketplace to tell us what is a fair, reasonable payment for a particular medical service. There's no place to go to find that out. But we use Medicare reimbursement rates, add a percentage to it out of appreciation and respect for our doctors and hospitals. They accept that gladly. And so it's fair, reasonable, prompt, but it eliminates so much of the administrative red tape and overhead that they have to contend with literally every day trying to get paid. And so they accept it and appreciate it for that reason.
Dale, in our final minute, just go through that process again, because I think the toughest thing is for people to say, I'm going to disengage from Obamacare. The premiums are just going to break the bank. So I'm going to get out from under that. They can do that right now. But take them through that early process to finally get in the system to get approval.
Sure. Once approved, you are given an ID card and access to your online account. And that's where your money goes every month because it's being shared with another person. So every month you're seeing your dollars flow there. If you have a medical expense, you show your ID card, we receive the bill on behalf of the member, it shows up in your online account, and a sufficient number of members are matched that month to that expense, you see their dollars flow into your account, they message you with cheer or encouragement or support, and then we cut the check out of that receiving members' account to the doctors and hospitals, and all of that is transparently displayed every month in the member account.
I tell you what, so many times in our lives we find that the simplest solutions to a problem are the best solutions to a problem, and that's what I think Liberty HealthShare is all about. Dale, it is always good to visit with you. One more time, if folks want to reach out, if they want to find out more, where do they go?
LibertyHealthShare.org, LibertyHealthShare.org. You can ask for a free information packet. We call it a decision guide that gets delivered electronically to your email. You can call the toll-free number that's listed there. Easy to remember, by the way, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or peruse the pages of the website, but libertyhealthshare.org is the place to go.
And you can do that 24 hours a day, 365. You don't have to wait for the open enrollment period. I love that. Dale, always good, man. You have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for the invitation. God bless.
There you have it, Dale Bellis. And by the way, his son sounds just like him. We had a son on. Dale was sick. and his son comes on. I said, "Now wait a minute. You're funning with me. This is really Dale, isn't it?" No, my Dale, you know, my dad's got the cough and the flu I go, "Yeah. You sound an awful lot like him." No, he does. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. Coming up at 10:05. We'll find out what Wayne Allen Root's going to say to all those folks at the convention center just ahead of the president. He's going to be up on the stage with the president of the United States. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Wayne Allen Root coming up, top of the hour. How about that? Kevin Wall with you, the program live and local now. Great to have you with us all across the state of Nevada. And in SoCal, too, all across the Coachella Valley. Indian Wells, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Indio Thermal. Yep, we're there. Bob, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, hopefully you and your audience are having an awesome day.
We are indeed. We are indeed.
That's cool. This deal with Kavanaugh seems to be the typical Democrat ongoing strategy. I just hope voters see that and start realizing that. The other thing I hope is once he does get on the Supreme Court, that if there's any close decision, that he remembers how the Democrats treated this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My question is, though, how does Brett Kavanaugh get his good name back? Because this is going to end up being a he said, she said. Unless there is some... Perry Mason moment where somebody comes running into the courtroom and says, I did it, that kind of thing. I don't expect that to happen. I'm sorry?
There's zero proof. There's that.
Yeah.
Some years ago, there's nothing to prove that he did this.
Anybody can say anything they want. They can accuse anybody they want of being a racist, of being a sexist, of being a sexual predator. But at some point in America, we have this presumption of innocence. We have this quest for due process. And at some point, you got to prove it. And this woman has not proven squat. And that's why if she does not show up on Monday, and again, the Friday deadline, I think it's arbitrary. It doesn't really matter. They ought to just vote. And let the chips fall where they may. I think, and most everybody I've heard on cable news in the last 24 hours, if she doesn't agree to testify on Monday, he will be confirmed. And in short order. Stick around. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, joining us next, live and local, now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, Give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.